Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, the makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. But before our story begins, we would like to ask a question. Do you shudder when you see the price tags on sheets and towels these days? Then those high prices are one reason for giving all your household linens White King Wash Day Care. White King has been a good washing machine soap, a good wash day soap for 30 years. Today, it is better than ever, actually improved in quality. You'll like White King because it dissolves so quickly and completely in your wash water, because it makes quantities of suds that eagerly wash off surface dirt and wash out hidden dirt. And White King washes so quickly and so gently, it protects your household linens, keeps them new looking longer. Just try White King. We know you'll say, I love that soap. As a member of the secret inner council, Frank Chandler, known in the Far East as Chandu the Magician, is summoned to a meeting on the Mediterranean island of Malta. There, representatives of several nations are gathering to discuss the growing menace to the world of the sinister Roxor. And there he learns that Princess Naji is a newly appointed member of the council, but for some reason she has not arrived. A moment later, Chandler hears the mystic psychic summons and is told that Naji is in grave danger. Meanwhile, in Cairo, Naji is walking through the dark streets with Abdallah the Bedouin. Chandu, the magician.
How much farther have we to go, Abdallah?
Only to the next street, princess. I regret that you have come to this quarter of the city in European dress.
Did you not say I must come at once?
But now... Let us go back and come again tomorrow.
I cannot. I must leave Cairo early in the morning.
You go to join Chandu?
Abdallah, it is not safe to speak of him here. Behind the dark shutters, who knows what ears may listen.
Step into the doorway. A man is walking this way.
Ah, he is not an Arab. Here his shoes. Oh, it is a mistake to stand here if we were hiding. Let us go on.
If Dainak.
Come, we waste time.
Naji.
Oh.
And you, Abdallah.
Roxor.
What does this mean?
Be good enough to stand aside, Roxor. If this man is one of your agents, I hope you will deal with him.
How is it, Abdallah, that I find you with Naji? Answer me.
But now I saw the princess in the street. I thought it strange
so,
that she...
Oh, you know the princess, the friend of Chandler.
How should I make the acquaintance of a Bedouin? He followed me in the street.
You walk alone at this hour, Naji? The truth, Abdallah.
It is true. I did follow her, Roxor. I thought to see where she was going in secret and afterwards report to you.
So?
Roxor, question him elsewhere. Stand aside so I can go on.
I do not like this. Naji, you will come with me.
Ah, Roxor is gallant enough to see me to my door. A new role for you, my friend. But to be rid of this Bedouin...
No, I have some questions to ask you.
I do not doubt your wisdom, Roxor. But remember, if you take the princess to your room, she will hear much not meant for the ears of Chandu's friend.
Abdallah, Lazimaru!
She does not seem to care for you, Abdallah. What did she say?
I said I will be glad to go with you, Roxor. Come, it is cold here in the street. Which way? What
happened to Najee?
How do you know anything's happened to her?
She went out with Abdallah hours ago, just after dinner.
With Abdallah?
Yeah, sure.
Frank, how did you...
I had a message saying Najee was in great danger.
A message? Oh, you mean from the Yogi.
But it's over 1,000 miles to Malta. How did you get back so soon?
Never mind that. Just tell me what Najee and Abdallah said before they left. Has he been back?
No, Frank. He asked for you when he came in.
Yes?
When you weren't here, he asked if Najee was. I wonder if she was expecting him.
Why?
She came downstairs with her hat on.
And she was in ordinary clothes, like Mother's and mine, Uncle Frank. You know, we've hardly ever seen her in things like that, especially in the house.
She didn't take a bag or a suitcase?
Why, no. I don't even think she had her handbag. Where do you think she could have been going?
I know where she was supposed to go. But Abdallah couldn't have known anything about that.
Oh, that darned Abdallah. Whenever we get in a jam of any kind, he's always right in the middle of it.
Oh, Bob, he is not.
He is, too. You wait till Uncle Frank hears about him snooping around here last night.
What?
Oh, Pooh, that was nothing.
You hadn't been gone 2 minutes, Uncle Frank, before Abdallah was standing out in the street under the windows, singing that goony song of his.
Oh.
Oh, is that all?
Did Abdallah know that you were going to Malta, Frank?
No. Well, there's one place to begin looking for Najim.
You don't think Roxor?
That's just what I think.
But Abdallah was with her. He'd have come back and told us.
If he could. Well, guess what? I can go there and find out.
Yeah, that sorcerer gag's a break.
Oh, just the same, Frank. Every time you talk with Roxor, it's more dangerous. Any little thing might give you away. An inflection, anything.
It's a chance I have to take, Dot. It won't take long to get into that outfit.
If he's got her in that... What?
Oui, monsieur. Have it through.
But the outer door is locked, and Hamid stands beside it. You are the devil himself.
Even he is not too black for you, eh, Monsieur Roxor?
You will drive me into killing you. How could it be that one moment I am alone and the next moment you are there, sitting?
When one engages a sorcerer, he must not be astonished at whatever follows.
Always they play those natives. Music, I hate it.
But how is it possible that we hear the music from the street so clearly, monsieur? Is it not that this room is at the back of many others?
Do you think Roxor so great a fool that he has but one door to his rooms? A little alley runs beside the house.
Monsieur Roxor is very wise.
Have you only now discovered it? The music I cannot endure. Bin Sava, drive away those players with a whip if words will not do it.
Monsieur, why does Bin Sava never speak?
Once he spoke when he should not. Now he cannot speak. Oh, you are a sorcerer, Fuad. Have you never caused a man to suffer?
Mais oui, vraiment. Many times, as monsieur will see when it comes to Chandu.
Entre, Oswald, Rubera!
You hear, Fuad? Bin Sava has explained to Hamid what I wish. It is very simple.
Oui, je comprends. It is pleasant always to know men obey. Eh?
I am Roxor.
Yeah. Shall we then speak of my service to you?
You have come at this hour to ask for money?
No, monsieur. It is that I have been told the Princess Najee is here with you, n'est-ce pas?
So?
If monsieur had only told me he desired the presence of Najee, I would have brought her to him. I regret monsieur thinks so little of me. He did not ask me.
I had not planned it, Fuad. But it is good. Najee shall join regent in Algiers.
Vraiment?
Too dangerous she is to be working against me. I have no time to give to watching her.
Must be so great, Roxor, watcher himself. Is there no man he can trust?
She's too clever for them. Douglas could have been trusted, I thought, but for Chandler, no matter. In the ruin, Najee will be harmless.
You see, when we spoke of Najee, was it yesterday? Monsieur said he did not intend to make her his prisoner.
No, it was Abdallah.
Oui, I know Abdallah.
He has been one of my men for 10 years. With the Bedouins, he has great power. And now I meet him in the street with Naji.
It is most strange.
I have told Naji I would break her if she opposed me. And this Abdallah knows.
Monsieur. Does not permit himself to believe Abdallah would betray him.
Any man will betray another for a price.
Abdallah is a Bedouin chief, monsieur. He has great wealth.
The price need not be money. Abdallah has allowed himself to fall in love.
With Naji? Oh, no, monsieur. C'est impossible.
Not Naji. The daughter of Regent.
Oh.
How can I trust a man, a desert chief, who indulges himself in emotions?
Ah, but not every man can free himself from what you call emotions, monsieur. There is but one Roxor.
That is true.
Abdallah has told me Monsieur Roxor is all-powerful, that he makes no mistakes, that he is to rule the world. Such a man as Abdallah deserves Monsieur's confidence. Mister?
If he was only following Naji to spy on her, and not to find a way of seeing Regent's daughter.
A child, Monsieur, I assure you.
So? No, but I need not discuss this with you. Naji came here with me, and soon she will be out of my way.
How great is Roxor. All things are given to him.
As they should be. If I must kill, I kill. If men or women stand in my way, they must go.
You speak of Naji, monsieur?
When I have learned from her what I need to know.
She is to die?
Almost, I would like to say no. I would like to have her live to see me when I rule over the earth. It is good to see enemies at your mercy, Fuad.
Oui, monsieur. It is good. Écoutez. Suppose I should cast a spell upon Naji.
And?
She too has many secrets, that one. She could speak of Chandu's work. I could learn the secrets for you, monsieur.
It is Regent's secret you are to get for me, Fuad.
Ah, oui. But if you should also know the secrets of Chandu... Where is it you keep Naji hidden, Monsieur Roxor? You have not told me.
Ah, you ask too many questions, Fuad. Naji is nothing to you. If you wish to ask her questions, I give you my permission.
Merci bien. Where is she, Monsieur?
You are a sorcerer. See if you can find her.
And now, before we say goodnight for Chandu the Magician, we have a bedtime story for all you mothers of small babies. A true story about White King granulated soap. We do not have to tell you that babies require lots of diapers, and that diapers require lots of washing in rich, gentle soap suds. That means that mothers require lots of White King. Because the very same soap you like so much for washing clothes and dishes is safe for washing baby diapers, too. In fact, it is so very safe that many maternity wards of hospitals suggest that mothers use White King for washing baby clothes. White King suds are gentle suds. They wash baby clothes sweet and clean. And then all the soil and all the soap suds are rinsed away freely and completely in your rinse water. Yes, just as surely as you love your baby, you will love White King for washing baby clothes. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Musical effects are by Carla Pandit. Your announcer is Howard Culver. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.